written around 1905 but not published until 1924, King Porter Stomp may be the first fully composed, written jazz tune, a fully developed three-minute work. It's a sophisticated, multi-themed composition utilizing an array of techniques more orchestral than pianistic. Containing at least three major themes, it builds tension through Morton's ferociously syncopated rhythms to an abrupt change of key for a stomping finale. Equally talented as pianist, composer, bandleader, or recording artist, Jelly Roll Morton fit no existing category in the early 20s. At the peak of his popularity around 1924, 25, 26, his music publisher was still proudly billing him as a foremost composer of rags. And keep in mind that the word jazz itself was scandalous slang, not yet in wide usage, and in any case, it was soon to be displaced by the word swing. And despite what I've said about him moving beyond rags, I do still hear remnant strands of ragtime DNA audible in his music. Morton recorded King Porter Stomp several times in the mid-20s, almost always as a piano solo, either by intent or accident. And in performances like this, Morton is in a sense playing all the band parts himself on the keyboard. One of the notable exceptions to Morton's solo approach to King Porter is his fine 1924 duet, just Joe Oliver on cornet and Morton piano. Recently, Wynton Marsalis took a similar approach in his 1999 tribute to Morton, a CD which I find otherwise too modern and revisionist for my taste. King Porter Stomp, Wynton Marsalis trumpet with pianist Eric Lewis, and we also heard some of the Joe King Oliver and Jelly Roll Morton duet from 1924. Benny Goodman's hit recording of King Porter Stomp changed everything. Arranged by Fletcher Henderson, it was among Goodman's first big hits in 1935. It became a swing-era anthem and has been recorded hundreds of times since. Thank you. One famous story has it that on one occasion, as Morton was annoying fellow musicians with his bragging, contending that everyone was playing his music, somebody turned on the radio to blot out his monologue. Ironically, on came a swing band playing King Porter Stomp. Swing classic, King Porter Stomp, it's still currently available in hundreds of recordings. Maddeningly for Morton, he received no financial benefit from his tune's swing-era popularity because he'd been cheated by his publisher, Walter Melrose, cut off from his song royalties. There have been several attempts to write words for the song. I don't know where this goofy lyric came from. It dates back to the 1950s at least. Recorded here by rockabilly singer Merrill Moore.
When they play King Porter Stomp, man, how that great band could romp. Greatest music you could hear. It's like having Mardi Gras all year. Everybody's going wild, laughing like a happy child. What a swinging marching spree. It's really something to see. Dig the beat, grab a seat, it's a treat. You will meet the elite in the street. Beat your feet in the heat.
The vocal harmony group Manhattan Transfer made an ambitious attempt to lyricize King Porter. And though based on the Goodman Henderson rendition, they make the point of tracing its origin back to Jelly Roll and its namesake pianist Porter King.
It's a natural one more kind. Porter, he's the king. He knows how to stomp.
Then everybody knows that
King Porter, master of how to stomp.
The absolute master of stomp. King Porter, the rollicking Raja, the rumpy Porter, the blink in his plug to the side of the border. Who is that King Porter? Who is the king of the kings? King Porter, and constantly able to please King Porter, and who tickles ivories like nobody living. That's King Porter, he's the man. Unloosen your shoes.
Unloosen your shoes.
Stop paying them dues.
Stop paying them dues.
Get shed of them blues.
Get shed of them.
Tend them blues. You don't shed them, you.
Keep on a stop.